There are a handful of propositions on your ballot for the upcoming election on November 8th, and if you watch TV at all, you've definitely seen quite a few ads pushing gambling propositions and ads about dialysis services. We help you wade through all of the noise with Dr. Dave McEwen, Sonoma State Political Science Professor. Thanks so much for talking with us, Dave.
Well, good morning. It's a pleasure to join you.
So let's start with the two propositions dealing with gambling in the state, that is 26 and 27. What would they do if they're passed, and how do they differ from each other?
All right. So if you look at these two propositions, first, you know that these are the most expensive propositions that have ever appeared on the ballot. There was almost a legislative solution sometime about a year and a half ago. Proposition 26 was put on by the major gambling tribes in California, and it's designed to do things like provide table games, Vegas games, if you will, things like, say, roulette, craps, but also sports wagering as well. It has the opportunity in 26 to even develop apps, and that's where it differs from Proposition 27. Proposition 27 put on by DraftKings, FanDuel, to provide, if you will, that kind of iPhone or smartphone kind of app to do gaming as well. Both of these measures, when they get on the ballot, and we see things like, for example, the Graydon Rancheria, which has given over $32 million on Yes on 26, No on 27. When we see these types of ballot measures, what we see is they're called counter initiatives or countermeasures, and most voters vote no. So the polling on these has changed dramatically as well because of the nuclear arms race that we see kind of over the airwaves and through the mail.
So I get this idea, both sides of this. Like, hey, I don't want any gambling in our state. I don't want to give people the opportunity to do this. But people in the state are gambling, and that money's going to other states out there, especially online. All my friends are making bets, and we're losing out on this money. And I also get this idea that the tribes don't want to unlimited betting because they want the people to come in-house and make those bets at their specific tribes.
Yeah, Larry, I mean, there's a couple components to this. One is that, in general, voters are in favor of the tribes having some level of gaming that looks, if you will, quote-unquote, Vegas-style. This has been the case since 1998 when Proposition 5 was passed and the first kind of gaming compacts rolled forward from that. But at the same time, there is this difficulty between, say, the major tribes, the minor tribes, between the out-of-state entities like DraftKings and FanDuel, and the card rooms, as well as off-track betting and horse-track racing. It is going on. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. And let's say that these both go down. That means we're going to look at some type of legislative solution and probably a return to the ballot in 2024, if not 2026. So this issue is going to be before voters again, hugely expensive. And these seven measures that are on the ballot are also setting records. And potentially, this could be the first $1 billion ballot measure election driven principally by the war that's going on between 26 and 27.
Wow. But at this point, polling shows that neither are going to pass?
Yeah, I mean, what we pay attention to, for example, I have students that look at these measures, Michelle, and they tend to be going or moving in the wrong direction. And just remember for your listeners, two out of three ballot measures that get on the ballot generally fail. So the smart money is on the no side. And when people are confused or uncertain what to do, like with Larry's question, they tend to vote no in the defensive position. So it's likely, and the current trends are, that these would both go down. And we're going to monitor the money to see what happens in that regard, to see if there's any late money moving in to the yes side, because they're both going to try to knock each other out, if you will, in this heavyweight fight.
All right, Professor, if I see another dialysis commercial, I swear I'm going to lose my mind, and it happens every year. Can we figure this out for good on Proposition 29?
Right. If you vote the wrong way on 29, whatever way that is, people are going to pass. It's just going to be horrible, right? And Proposition 29 is basically this large battle, as your listeners know, between the dialysis companies and big labor. And as a result of that, this measure probably goes down again, third time on the ballot, probably the third defeat. And the proponents of the measure have talked about coming back either in 2024 or in 2026. Yeah, exactly. So Larry, I think you should be voting in the future on this ballot measure. Maybe you want to cast your ballot accordingly, because this is something that really does deserve probably a legislative solution coming together. We just haven't seen that yet. And both sides have said they're willing to go to the ballot again. And even if it were to pass, you would see those dialysis companies probably put a referendum on the ballot, similar that we see, for example, with the menthol-flavored cigarette ballot measure this time out as well. So these ballot measures are big money, big ticket, if you will, and as a result, they're going to come back and forth here before voters. So, Larry, you'll see it again.
So Prop 30 to me is really confusing. What would it do if it's passed, and why is Governor Newsom calling it a cash grab?
Yeah, this is a fascinating ballot measure, right? It really kind of got on the ballot under the radar a bit, and it split Democrats. So on one side, right, it gives some money on the yes side to building electric vehicle infrastructure, to providing some additional electric vehicle components in California, and dealing with wildfire protection. It's not exactly one-third, one-third, one-third there, but roughly that is it. And so a lot of the global climate change community is backing this ballot measure. Big labor is backing this ballot measure, except for the Teachers Association and Gavin Newsom. So when you look at this tax on zillionaires with Proposition 30, you see an interesting component here, and that is that Gavin Newsom is against it. It is a tax increase. He doesn't want a tax increase on the ballot when he's running for governor. Yeah, there's a governor's race, not that you would ever know it. And in addition to that, you have the teachers. Well, the teachers have put on two ballot measures in the past 10 years that have taxed zillionaires. Both of those have passed, and the money has gone to education. This third ballot measure that doesn't go to education, they're opposed to it. They also gave over $2 million to protect Governor Newsom during the recall. And as a result, you see, a split. You have the blue-green coalition on one side, say that's labor and environmental groups. On one side, obviously Uber and Lyft giving lots of money related to electric vehicles and part of the global climate community in California on the other side. Then on the other side, you've got, you know, Gavin Newsom and the teachers, and they've weighed in, and this has split the Democratic coalition. What this ballot measure does is it raises money probably in the neighborhood of around $5 or $6 billion to build that infrastructure and at the same time reduce GHGs or greenhouse gases. But this is a ballot measure that's just fascinating to watch because you see this this divide. And you don't just have Gavin Newsom and the teachers. You also have the Republican Party opposed to it. I have a Durst Taxpayers Association. This just shows you that, you know, initiative politics makes for really strange bedfellows. And that's exactly the case here with Proposition 30.
Well, it sounds like pigs are flying. Republicans and Governor Newsom agreeing on something.
That's right. Actually, HE double hockey sticks is frozen over.
Right, right, right. Something's happened there. All right. Well, Dr. Davis, always great to talk with you. Thank you for shedding some light on these propositions.
Well, a pleasure to be with you, and thank you again for having me.
That is Dr. Dave McEwen, Sonoma State political science professor.